I'm David Lewis, Executive Director of Save the Bay. Save the Bay is the only regional organization that combines political advocacy, wetland restoration, and environmental education to protect and restore San Francisco Bay. For over 60 years, we've led effective campaigns to keep the bay clean and healthy. Today, we're preparing the whole Bay Area for the impacts of climate change, including here in San Jose. Join us on the shoreline as a volunteer or discover more ways to get involved at savesfbay.org. Let's create a resilient future together.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary, it's the final meeting of the regular season between the San Jose Sharks and the Calgary Flames and game 80 of the 82 games total on the complete schedule. The Sharks have had three very tight games with the Flames this season. Two of them decided by one goal and one of them decided by two goals with an empty net goal against. That gives the Sharks confidence that they can compete with the Calgary Flames, but they've competed with pretty much everybody this season, regardless of the opposition. The stakes are a little bit different tonight because Calgary is on the outside looking in when it comes to the playoffs. The Flames have 90 points. The Edmonton Oilers have 97 with only three games left, so they're not going to catch the Edmontonians for third place in the Pacific Division. However, Minnesota and St. Louis have 95 and 94 points respectively, and each of them only has one game left on the schedule. What does that mean? Well, it means the Flames need help, but it also means that if they win out, they've got a golden opportunity to secure a playoff spot. In other words, it's a meaningful game, something to play for, an opportunity to ruin the Calgary Flames' hopes for the Stanley Cup playoffs. Those are some of the things that the Sharks are focusing on for this game. Alex Wenberg, who's playing with a little bit of a dinged up body, says it's another night where progress can be made.
No, I mean, like you said, they really have to win this game, so they're going to come out really hot from the get-go. So, but at the end of the day, I mean, we got to focus on our game. If we can stick to what we do, and we talk about simple hockey, move our feet, skate well, and like keep like to the structure. So I feel like it all comes down to us most of the game. So if we can just stick to the game plan and do that, I feel like we're going to find a way to ruin their season.
Head coach Ryan Warsawski likes the fact that this is a meaningful game for the Flames, and he says that that makes it meaningful for the Sharks.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be a playoff-like atmosphere in here. And, you know, we haven't played a ton of meaningful games this year, so this is one of the most meaningful ones, and let's approach it that way and try to end team season.
Thomas Bortoleau becomes the 46th player to skate for San Jose this season. He was recalled yesterday from the San Jose Barracuda. And so the Sharks tie an all-time franchise record for most number of players used in a single campaign. That record was set in the second season at the Cow Palace in 1992-93. Bortoleau's not thinking about that number, but what he's thinking about is the opportunity that he has. And he told us what it means to get the recall now.
I mean, it's fun. I mean, there's three games left of the year, so obviously not a lot of hockey left. But, you know, it's been a long year of a lot of hockey, and, you know, obviously I'm happy that I was able to help, you know, the CUDA get to the playoffs. And now that, you know, I'm up here, I'm just trying to help the team win as much as I can and play my best hockey.
The eye test shows that Bortoleau has definitely improved this season as a pro. He gave us an idea as to how he thinks he's done better.
Like I've been saying, I mean, since I got here, I mean, I'm just trying to improve every day. And I feel like, you know, I've been putting my head down and putting a lot of work into my craft. And, you know, I'm happy it's been paying off.
One thing's for certain, you notice more determination each and every shift from Bortoleau this season. And he says that's how he tries to approach it.
For sure. I mean, you know, it's my third year pro now at this point. And, you know, again, I think that it definitely wasn't the goal to be in the AHL all year. But, you know, a lot of unfortunate things have happened. And I think that for me to get back to my you know, top level and just to show people what I could do, I had to bring a bit more edge to my game that I had before.
There's no doubt that Bortoleau is pretty proud that the San Jose Barracuda have qualified for the Calder Cup playoffs, and he looks forward to bringing that excitement back.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be my first playoff experience ever, so yeah, I'm just excited to, you know, be able to help bring a little bit of life to the Bay again.
But tonight, Bortoleau is focused on the Calgary Flames. He'll be playing alongside Zach Ostapchuk on the wing, and he's looking forward to that opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, he's big, he's strong, you know, he's fast. So we're just going to try to, you know, keep it simple for sure in my first game here with, you know, new guys and, you know, try to get the chemistry going. But, you know, he's big, he's strong, he's fast. So I'll just try to, I'll stay around him for you know, when he's going out and make some space. And I'll try to use that space and create plays and, you know, bring some offense.
What are the Sharks focusing on tonight against the Flames? Alex Wennberg talked about winning faceoffs and getting possession and extending the shifts of the Flames on the ice.
Yeah, I mean, if you can have the puck, I feel like that's an advantage right there. So, I mean, when you have the opportunity, try to extend the shift, give them long shift, get them tired, and after that, I mean, at the end of the day, we got to find a couple of ways to score, like these rebound goals and all that. So we keep shooting. It's a good goal that they'll be facing. So keep shooting and maybe find a rebound or two.
Head coach Ryan Warsawski says that if the Sharks lengthen the shifts against the Flames, they'll do well.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I thought we did a pretty good job of that against Edmonton. Unfortunately, the best player in the world doesn't usually get very tired. So, you know, I think that's something that we got to, you know, continue to work on and, you know, strive for tonight.
Related to that, the Sharks head coach talked about a general game plan for tonight.
Make them come 200 feet, you know, and I think with our tracks and our reloads, cutting the ice in half will be a big thing of slowing them down and then making them play defense. You know, I think Kadri, Coronado, you know, Backlund, those guys want to play in the offensive zone. We've got to make them play in the defensive zone tonight.
The Teal Report will continue in just a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. More miles, fewer fill-ups. Toyota hybrids are built to go the distance with legendary dependability and head-turning style. Get a low-cost lease on a new 2025 Prius or shop deals on 17 Toyota hybrid models from the longest-lasting brand on the road. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years of complimentary maintenance. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
Hey everyone, Adnan Virk here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Virk and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, and the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Virk and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey Sharks fans, what is a Shark's favorite washing machine setting? FinCycle. But seriously folks, PG&E and the Sharks want you to know that washing your game day jerseys and other clothes in cold water can save you up to $40 a year. Want to discover more ways to save energy and money? Check out PG&E's series, 7 Saturdays to a More Energy Efficient Home, at savingsactioncenter.com.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The Flames are on the outside and looking in when it comes to the Stanley Cup playoffs, but they're still in the race. So that means they were scoreboard watching last night. And they watched Minnesota beat the Vancouver Canucks 3-2 in overtime to pick up two important points. St. Louis picked up 1 point. The Seattle Kraken beat them in the shootout. And so it's a pretty tough situation for Calgary. They feel that they have to win out in regulation in the last 3 games to definitely qualify. Head coach Ryan Huska was asked if he was watching all the action.
I watched. I mean, you can't do anything about it. That's one of those, that's part of it that's out of our control. The things that are in our control are how we play and how we do tonight. That's it. That's what we have to focus on, because there is a way. If we can find a way to get our side of things done, there is a way.
Joel Farabee of the Flames was also paying attention to the out-of-town scoreboard.
Yeah, I watched both of them. We were kind of, Frosty and I were kind of just, you know, flipping back and forth between the two, and think, you know, we can't really focus on what other teams are doing. We got to focus on ourselves and tonight. So, you know, like I said, we can only control what we can control, and so we'll just focus on tonight.
Ryan Lomberg, a real character player on this Flames roster, says it's a must win, and that means nothing changes.
Exactly. It's on us to win tonight and apply a little bit more pressure, but, you know, it's been the same way for us for a little while. We got to make sure we take care of our business before we look outside.
But what detail do the Flames have to pay attention to against the Sharks tonight? Coach Ryan Huska talked about it.
For me, it's our, when we move our feet and we have a checking mentality, we're usually a pretty good hockey team. So that's it for me, with and without the puck. If we're playing the game with speed, that's a good sign for our team.
And Joel Farabee amplified on that topic.
I think just you know, with our group, we just want to play fast, be quick in all areas, D zone, and get the puck to the forwards, and just go play in the offensive zone. You know, I think in that mini game, we quick up a lot of pucks and put a lot of pressure on their D, and you know, I think that's why that result, you know, ended the way it did.
Join us at 4:30 Pacific time for the Sharks and the Calgary Flames. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.